My housemate Ben, in the spring of 2008, went to a car boot sale in Scarborough. He bought a reel-to-reel player, and that reel-to-reel player came with a reel-to-reel tape. Here we are, unexpected strangers from the future, listening to their private world. The sound of a family having a gathering. Ken, Audrey, Uncle Leslie, Auntie Shishi, short for Sheila maybe? David, could that be the baby? Clues are coming in here. We're piecing this together. I want to find them, I want to track them down, maybe even speak to them.
Taking part in this play is Stephen Mainprize, David Cooper, Dawn Roper and Lindsay Watson.
I can find people called Stephen Mainprize and David Cooper who come from the Scarborough area, get in touch with them and try and explain the situation. Hello, is that Stephen?
Speaking.
David Cooper, Lindsay Watson and a Dawn Roper. Any of that ring any bells?
Yes, all of them.
Really?
All of them, yeah.
So it may be that the tape recording belongs to David Cooper then, maybe?
He died, apparently.
So I went to the Scarborough News online archive site, found the obituaries page, and it said type in first and second name. So I did, David Cooper, and there was one result. He died in 2004. Is it the same David Cooper? If the reel-to-reel player belongs to David Cooper, chances are he's got a dad called Ken. I decided out of interest on the obituaries page to do a search for Ken Cooper. And again, one result came up. Passed away 2013, aged 82. Father to Jacqueline and the late David. Partner of Kathleen and husband of the late Pauline. Well, as far as I'm aware, there was no Kathleen or Pauline on that recording. That makes me think it's not the same person. The only way it could be David Cooper is if that recording was taken in 1962. A man suddenly says in a Scottish accent, "We're doomed." Is it likely that someone is going to shout, "We're doomed," in a Scottish accent? I'm assuming that's what he's shouting there. Is it likely that someone would have done that before Dad's Army came out? Dad's Army came out in 1968. That dates the recording to after 1968. If this recording is taken from 1962, then it could well be David Cooper, who was the baby, and then unfortunately is the person that died, and the son of Ken, who's also on the recording, unfortunately has also died.
David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 175. The Cooper Conundrum. Yesterday I felt as if we were getting closer, but there was a lot of confusion. A confusion about whether this really was the Coopers. I mean, what evidence do we have? So I did some more Scarborough News archive searching, and I typed in it's not just the obituary section, it's the announcement section. So it's any memorials, any birthdays, any obituaries, all listed. And I found an obituary of a Jeff Cooper. Remember on the list of people when Ken was introducing the baby to the family, there was an Uncle Jeff mentioned.
Uncle Leslie, Auntie Shishi, Nana, Uncle Jeff, Auntie Audrey, all here.
I've got an obituary for a Jeff Cooper. So this was published in Scarborough News on the 4th of October 2012, a year before Ken died. Aged 79, so that'd be about right, wouldn't it, if it was Ken's brother? Loving husband of June, so not Audrey. If it was Audrey, I'd be starting to think that Jeff Cooper's related. It might be, but there's nothing to go on there. There's an Edith Cooper, who died in April 2008. Always remembered with love. Audrey and family. Could that be an Audrey Cooper? It's just interesting, there's an Audrey mentioned there. Has that got anything to do with anything? I don't know. This is a memorial for David Cooper in 2008. Dad and Grandad. 4 years have passed, but still we miss you every day. Love always. Janet, Steve, Kaylee and George. So we know that David Cooper died in 2004. This is presumably the same David Cooper, because there's only one David Cooper listed. This is a memorial post, and it says 4 years have passed, so we know it's the right time. This has been put on by Janet, Steve, Kaylee and George. The other one was Janet, Joanne and Christine. Presumably Steve, Kaylee and George are the children of Janet and David. I assume that Janet must be the wife. I feel as if I'm maybe going too deep into this now. It's getting a little bit creepy, maybe. Then there was a bit of an interesting one, which said, David and Audrey are pleased to announce their golden wedding anniversary, 50 years, and still going strong. And that was published in 2011. So that means they were married in 1961. If that is a Dad's Army reference, then could it not be that David isn't a child, but he's actually Audrey's husband? And maybe the reason he wasn't mentioned when being introduced to the family is because he went to the toilet. But that would explain things. That would explain if there's David and an Audrey Cooper and David wasn't in the house because David and Jacqueline were, I don't know, somewhere else. Oh, I don't know. The thing is, I think David is the baby, because on the recording you can hear people say David as if they're talking to a baby.
Hey, David.
And then they start playing pat a cake with him.
Hey, David.
I assume they're doing that to a baby rather than Audrey's husband. That'd be a bit weird. Oh, fancy a game of patter cake? Aye, why not? Why not, Les? Good idea. I assume not. No, I don't think that works. Okay, we've got another one. Leslie Cooper peacefully passed away at St. Catherine's Hospice, Scarborough, on the 21st of April 2014. Aged 91. Devoted husband of the late Maureen, much loved granddad of Jenny Sue, and great granddad of Joseph, Adam, and Leela. Could Leslie be Ken's older brother, hence Uncle Les?
Uncle Leslie.
That would make sense, because Leslie's not a popular name, is it? For a boy, I wouldn't have thought. Audrey Cooper, on the 2nd of December 2014, at home, aged 84 years, beloved wife of the late Derek, a devoted mum to Linda and the late Derek. Does it mean anything? I just thought that might give me some clues. I don't know whether it has, to be honest. But while I was looking in the obituaries, I saw this one, which amused me. Which I know sounds a bit odd for an obituary. I know what they mean by it, and what they mean by it, in some ways, is quite sad, because it suggests that she's had a long illness. But the way it's worded just made me laugh. It says, Cooper, Edith Mary, announces the date of her death, and then it says, peace at last. I know it means that she's probably had a long illness and, you know, finally she can rest in peace. But surely when someone was writing that, they'd think, what do you want to write? Peace at last? Surely. I mean, it may not be. She might have just got on everyone's tits. I suppose we'd best put something on the paper. Peace at last. She was a right gobby cow. But that's where I was this morning. Just Googling things, just trying to get ideas, and not really coming up with anything. But then, I'm going to play some clips, and I'm going to do it in this order. I'm going to play the clip first, and then I'm going to discuss it and say what I think it says, and we'll work from that basis. Rather than me saying, oh, but we have this, because there may be a chance that I'll say something, and then you'll hear what I say. And I want it to be done the other way around. I want you, maybe, to hear something and go, oh, okay, I got that. And then I confirm it, and you go, yeah, that's what I thought. The reason for that is because the power of suggestion. Your brain will hear what you think it should hear. Clip number one.
Could you do me a favour?
No, I'm not
pleased with it. Please shut up till I'm finished. Could you do me a favour? Could you stop by yourself in 5 minutes? Now, after we go. Don't you dare refuse, I'm warning you.
Put it down.
Did you get anything? I'm going to read out an email that I got from Abby, who has been instrumental in helping today. She says, I have found the name Pauline. Pauline is the name of Ken's wife. That's what we were searching for, and I was a bit despondent that it didn't seem to be named anywhere, and I was starting to doubt whether it's the right Ken on top of that Dad's Army thing. But I have found the name Pauline, says Abby. The name is mentioned at the point where Italian Joe is asking someone, I'm assuming is the Nana, to do him a favour. He says something like, when we go with Ken and Maureen. At which point, someone in the background corrects him and says, Pauline. I listened from just before the point that Abby was referring to. And 30 seconds before that point, I heard this. Can you hear that? Just before Joe starts talking. Where's Pauline gone? That isn't the bit that Abby is referring to. The bit Abby is referring to is 30 seconds later, but the fact that I heard that bit before I even heard Abby's bit, I was thinking, my God, that to me sounds exactly like where's Pauline gone? So Abby managed to miss that bit, but then she picked up on this bit.
Where is Pauline?
Clear. Isn't it clear?
Where is Joe
is teasing the Nana and saying, you stay in there because, you know, you can't get up. And we'll all go out and see the new year in outside. We're going to go and join Ken and Maureen. And then everyone corrects him. Pauline! So, Ken and Pauline. It's our Ken, isn't it? We've got our Ken. It's Ken Cooper. Do you see why the Dad's Army thing is an inconvenience? Because it doesn't add up. It's clearly Baby David, and Baby David belongs to Ken. It's David Cooper, and it's Ken Cooper. And the recording belongs to Ken Cooper. Surely. This is another email that Abby sent me, with another clip. And we'll see what you think after you hear this.
You're not getting me a giraffe tomorrow, sir. I'll call you the same morning.
Cooper, ready?
Yeah.
Ready. You won't get wrong.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I should point out, by the way, that Abby got in touch and asked for the recording in full so that she could do further investigating, which is maybe why she's found these clips, because there's not me talking over it. Abby says, I found the name Cooper. It's in the recording, 37% into the clip. In the background, where is little Cooper?
You're not getting me a giraffe tomorrow. I'm falling asleep.
Where's little Cooper?
Have you heard it? Have you had an epiphany? I've got to play it one more time. Did you get it? Did you hear it?
You're not getting me a giraffe tomorrow. I'm falling asleep.
Where's little Cooper?
Surely you can hear that's definitely what it is. And we're not just hearing things here. Where is little Cooper? So I found that, as Abby said, and then I started finding other ones. Like this one, for instance.
I still take you how strong you are, Mr. Cooper. I can take you any time. I warned you once before, I snuck out of you.
Okay, that's not as easy to hear, but listen out for the name Mr. Cooper.
I still take you how strong you are, Mr. Cooper. I can take you any time. I warned you once before, I snuck out of you.
And you may have also noticed that noise, that man, but you can hear it. It sounds like he's saying, we're doomed. But is he? Or is he just making a noise? We're doomed. We're doomed. Like to the baby. Making some weird noise, maybe.
I still take you how...
There. It doesn't sound so much like we're doomed there, does it?
I still take you how...
So maybe. It's just a noise he's making. And the baby.
I still take you how...
Okay, there's another one.
Oh, listen.
Get down, Mr. Cooper. Listen.
Get down, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, listen. Get down, Mr. Cooper.
Or get out, Mr. Cooper. One of the two.
Oh, listen. Get down, Mr. Cooper.
Just hear it in the background. Not as definite, but they're there, aren't they? Can you... Are you picking up on this? Get out, Mr. Cooper. The one that Abby pointed out is the clearest, by far.
You're not getting me a giraffe tomorrow. I'm falling asleep.
Where's little Cooper? Where is he? That's David Cooper. Oh, Abby. Abby, you are a genius. Whoa.